This is Harriet Kammack, the host of Down to Earth, the show in which we talk about the issues that matter. And today on our show, I want to talk about from Adam to Abraham. That's right, we're going to talk about from Adam to Abraham and show directly how history is written in the Bible and who are the sons of Abraham. And what we're going to discover is that the sons of Abraham are fighting one another to this day. So we're going to show you who they are, how they started, how we got here, and how the sons of Abraham, I can't say it enough, who they are, where they are, and set this in place contextually within the scriptures. Now, I am aware that some of the things I'm going to say are a fact of history. I am aware that they are going to make you uncomfortable because there are some racial connotations. But I want to be clear about this, that this is the Bible. When the Bible was written, the Bible did not contextualize race. People were people, and everyone was referred to as the Son of God. Everybody was a descendant of Adam. Everybody was a person, a human being. It's human beings who later on, after Abraham, between Abraham and Christ, after Christ, it is human beings who develop this idea of race. Let me just put it clear for you. Race and class are social constructs. Those are social ideologies created by people in society. What is society? Society is a group of people who have shared values and ideas. Society created, say it again, race and class. Race and class did not come from God. We created race and class. People created race and class. And as a member of the diaspora, as a member of the population that is described as mixed race and as others, I want to be clear about this because God did not set in stone race and class. God created people, placed them on the earth, and said, go be fruitful and multiply. Society, made up of a group of people who were mostly from Western Europe, decided to come up with this social construct of race. Can I be honest with you? This really didn't start until the late 1500s into the 1700s. They came up with this idea to separate people as they went shopping into Africa to look for people who could work for free. They literally went on a treasure hunt to find people who could work for free. And that's where the idea of race and class came in. So I want to be clear and put that into the message today, because often what is happening today is that younger people, my children, your grandchildren, generation millennials, generation Z, and generation alphas, generation beta, are the people who are born after 2024. So the people who are born today are Generation Beta. Generation Alpha are the people who were born from 2010 into 2023. Prior to that was Generation Z and Millennials. Okay, so we're clear on that. All of us now know where we fall, right? In the categories. Okay, maybe that's a better way to divide people than race. Maybe it's a better way to divide people along the years we were born, as opposed to dividing us along the years of what? Dividing people along racial lines. Anyway, I decided to do this because I have found that Generation Z and millennials are completely apathetic to God. Don't want to have anything to do with Christianity because Christianity has been so marginalizing. Christianity has marginalized people along racial lines and along social lines, and a lot of what is conveyed or what has been taught as scripture is not true. What has been taught is that this is how God did it, so God must be racist. No, I want to clear it up, take you right into the scriptures to show you exactly how God created it, and everything else is a creation of man. It is us who designed race. It is us who created the concept of race and the concept of class as parts of society's social stratification. Can you believe it? I know it's shocking and it may make you uncomfortable, but we have to listen because for so many years, we have done this to people, and now we're reaping the benefits. Because now our children need God. They need to find God. They need some form of spiritual expression, and they can't get to it because they have to wade through these lines and wade through all these barriers of race and racism are structured around religion. That was wrong, okay? So first, I'm going to take you into the scriptures. We're reading from 1 Chronicles chapter 1. And I'm going to give you some added spiritual. They'll be running along the screen. I'll give you some added scriptures as well for your own edification that you can go to realize that this is so. I may be the only person talking about this today, but this is necessary at this intersection where we are. We're in a time when children are still being killed in Gaza. We're in a time when we are watching helplessly as children are being mortified and their bodies are being brutalized in Gaza for no reason. We're watching as people in the Congo and people in the Sudan are and people in Haiti continue to be hungry, continue to see extreme forms of poverty and depravity that we cannot even relate to happening to people. And we have to come to grips about why. We have to understand the basis. So I'm going to take you into that. But first, if this is your first time watching this broadcast, my name is Harriet Kamak. I'm an author and the host of Down to Earth, the program that you're currently watching, and those who are listening by radio, and those who are streaming this on streaming platforms. I'm also an author and the founder of the Exodus Foundation, an organization whose mission it is to rid women and to provide shelter and relief services for women and girls who are fleeing intimate partner violence and fleeing human trafficking. So you can go to our website, harrietkamak.tv, or you can find us at theexodusfoundation.com, and you'll find more information about who we are and what we do. Amen. Thank you so very much. So I want to read and set this in stone for you from Adam to Abraham. And we're going to talk about who are the sons of Adam, the sons of Abraham. And let's start 1 Chronicles chapter 1 and the entire chapter. We're not going to read all of it. We've only taken out certain parts of it to read. And we're going to concentrate at 20 verses 29 to 31. But before I get to 29 and 31, I want to read to you the first three verses of 1 Chronicles chapter 1. As usual, we're reading from the Bible app that is available in the Google Play Store and the Apple Store. So you can download it to any device. Amen. And if you have a Bible, well, 1 Chronicles, I'm also reading from the New King James Version, right? All right. So the Bible says in 1 Chronicles chapter 1, it reads like this. It says, Adam, Seth, Enosh, Canaan, Mahalalel, Jared, Enoch, Methuselah, sounds familiar, Lamech, Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. These were the sons of Adam. Then it continues to describe the sons of Japheth. The sons of Ham. So Japheth, I found, was his descendants were into Western Europe. Yeah. Ham, his descendants went to Africa and Asia. And Shem, his descendants went to Asia, Eastern Asia. They're the Syrians, the Chaldeans, the Persians, and so on. So let me right there. I'm just going to stop right there. Because for someone younger who is watching this, they'll say, but Harriet, those notes that you're saying, those words, that's why I don't read the Bible, because those are what historians and what the establishment, the white establishment, have used to denigrate my people, denigrate my ancestors over time, and drawn the world along racial lines. I'm going to say this one more time. Race as a social construct, and I'm using terminology that I know millennials and Gen Zs can identify with. Race as an ideology is a social construct not created by God. That was created by people in society, mankind, to separate people in society. So they wanted a social stratification. They wanted to say some of us are more privileged than others, some of us are better than others. So they assigned attributes to people who looked different to create a social stratification in society. Amen? Amen. Are we clear now? Yeah, I wanted to make sure that that is done. So the sons of Ham were Cush, Mizraim, Put, and Canaan, the sons of Cush. So notice, it's giving you the sons of Cush were Mizraim, begot Ludim. The sons of Shem were Elam. It's going somewhere. Arphadox begot Shelah, and Shelah begot Eber. And Shem, the sons of Shem were Arphapax. So I'm not Hebrew, okay? So you're going to forgive my Hebrew mispronunciation here. Charge it to my heart, not my head. Amen? Shelah, Eber, Pelu, Grio, the sons of Abraham were Isaac and Ishmael. Amen? And these are their genealogies. The firstborn of Ishmael. And it lists the names of Ishmael. I am not going to offend you all by mispronouncing your names. And the family of Keturah. So I want to just say this right here. I grew up in church. And I have been a Christian for almost 30 years now. In all of the teachings of the sons of Abraham, I'm going to tell you this, nobody ever really focused on Ishmael. And worse, I didn't even know that Abraham's concubine, Keturah, also had sons. Do you see now why it's important to deconstruct? Because the way that it has been presented has been so racially segregational that they did not even choose. They ignored what the Bible wrote. The whole Bible, First Chronicles. I never even knew that Keturah, who was a concubine of Abraham, also had sons. You know what they focused on? They took pieces and parts and created a whole message around it and a whole ideology and created all this racial division that was never a part of God's plan. You are hearing me read the Bible. Keturah had sons, one of whom became the family of the Midianites. Ham and Shem. Are you hearing me? These are people who are the descendants of the sons of Adam. We who are alive today, all human beings, we all are the descendants of Adam. Hallelujah. We all are descendants of one flesh, one blood. And it came from Adam because that's the first man whom God made. Yes, the Bible started. The Bible is recorded when Adam started because God restarted it. He had to restart it because the previous people messed it up. He said, this is the record I want to keep. We all are the sons of Adam. We all came from him. Adam and Eve, that's where it started. You may not like it. You don't have to. That's where it started. The same Bible that you are reading, that some people have taken this message and taken verses of the Bible to build an ideology and a ministry around. Well, I'm reading that same Bible and I'm finding out for the first time, I was so shocked that Abraham's concubine, Keturah, had sons. Oh my goodness. The Bible also says in 1 Chronicles, it describes the family of Isaac. And it continues to break down how we all got here and why the sons of Abraham are fighting today. Father, in Jesus' name, let me decrease so that you might increase. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight. O God, may the sons of Abraham cease and desist from fighting in the name of Jesus. May all of us, O God, continue this day. May we continue, Lord God, to find our place in society that you are God. You are the creator of us all. There is no difference between any one of us. You, as the Bible says, are no respecter of persons. You created us all. And in the name of Jesus, may we find peace and come to grips with that. May this generation find peace and come to grips with it. We ask you now, O God, to descend upon your people. We pray for those who need help. those who need a job tomorrow, somebody who needs a bill paid, somebody who needs to get their mortgage paid, somebody who needs restoration in their family. We ask for healing on those who are watching and listening. Lay hands on yourself and declare that I am healed by the blood of Jesus. I am healed because God wants me healed. And we ask for healing in our politicians. We ask for healing around the world. We ask for provision in the people who have no running water and have no food. We ask that you lift the hand of oppression off your people. We pray for people who have mental health issues, oh God, that those will be broken off and that the bands of addiction that keep us wrapped up will be wrapped up in Jesus' mighty name. And we thank you now, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. From Adam to Abraham. So look quickly that I had this written out so that we can all follow. Adam to Abraham. From Adam to Abraham was 1,656 years. From Abraham to Christ. Between Adam and Christ is 3,974 years. Do we see that? And from Christ to today, it's 2,024 years. Amen? Amen. So you see, it gives you a genealogy. It gives you a timeline. It's important to have this. So who was Adam? Adam was the man created by God in the Garden of Eden. He lived for 930 years. One of his sons is someone we're familiar with, Methuselah, right? The sons of Adam also included Noah, who was the man who piloted the flood. He built the ark to carry through the flood, right? Adam was also the father of Terah, who is the father of Abraham. And Abraham is the father of Ishmael, the father of our brothers and sisters who worship Allah. And Abraham is also the father of Isaac, our brothers and sisters who currently occupy the land called Israel. Amen. Amen. Adam, then, is the father of us all. He's the father of all humans, all flesh. Flesh and blood, people called human beings. Whether we are black, white, whatever our appearance is based on the region of the earth where God distributed us. God created Adam, and from Adam came all of us. And he distributed us and sent us to various parts of the world. Terah is the son of Adam, who gave birth to Abraham. Abraham is the father of the faith. Why do we call Abraham the father of the faith? Because it was by faith when God called Abram the father. He lived in the Chaldean territory of the world. When God called Abram and told him, you will be the father of many nations. You will go where I send you. Abraham did not discuss it. He didn't question it. He just said, yes, God, I will do it. And he got up and followed God. So Abraham is the type and shadow of the kind of faith that we are supposed to have, the obedient faith, the childlike faith, the faith that said, yes, Father, I will do it. Regardless, if you tell me to do it, I'm going to do it. Even if it looks like I'm going to fail, even if it looks like everything is going to go wrong, Abraham is the father of the faith. Abraham had many sons. Ishmael and Isaac were just some of his sons. As a matter of fact, Abraham had many sons because he also had sons by Keturah. Those are the Midianites. You've heard them, read about them in the Bible, right? So Abraham had many sons. But for this concentration, it seems to me that Christianity has focused a lot more on Isaac and have totally barely ever talk about who Ishmael was. Ishmael was the first son of Abraham. Come on. Ishmael was the first son of Abraham. He was the son whom his wife Sarah gave Hagar. Hagar, I found out, listen to this, I read it while I was doing research, Hagar was an Egyptian. So Abraham was Chaldean. Do you see where I'm going with this? Hagar was Egyptian. Are you hearing what I'm saying? God created everybody. How dare we look at people and call people all kinds of derogatory names? The people in Gaza are descendants of Abraham. So how are we killing them off? You're killing your cousins off. Because the people in Gaza are who? They are the descendants of Ishmael. Who was Ishmael? Ishmael was the son of Abraham. We're killing our cousins. Come on now. We're killing our cousins. Adam begat Ham. Ham is the father of the people of parts of Asia, South Asia, and Africa. We're killing our cousins. I'm a descendant of Ham. I'm a descendant also of Japheth. And the brother who went over to Western Europe, because I'm mixed race. They mix me up. It's not my fault. Okay? But do you see what I'm saying? So when you look at all of us, we are a what? Mosaic. We are part of the human mosaic of God. We should never, it was wrong for our ancestors to create societies based on race. Maybe based on class. Maybe we wanted to divide society based on the haves and the haves not. But we should never have divided society based on race. Because in dividing society based on race, we created the problem in what is now currently called Israel. That is what caused the problem. Because the people in Israel who are descendants of Isaac believe that they don't look like the people who are descendants of Ishmael who live in Gaza. They believe they're not the same. And I am not going to place the blame just on the people in Israel who are descendants of Isaac, because this fighting has been going on for years and generation after generation after generation. The problem is we in Christianity further it. You know how we do it? We create these societal constructs, these social constructs about race to continue to perpetuate what is wrong. So it began wrong. God created it right, but then we stirred the pot and made it wrong, and it's been 400 or 500 years and we're still making it wrong. Christianity was supposed to be that intersection point, that point that said, hold on, hold up, Adam, Terah, Abraham, Ishmael, and Isaac. That's what we should have said. Your cousins, sit down, get to the table, and sign that agreement to start a truce right now. That's what you need to hear. That's what Netanyahu, the prime minister of Israel, needs to hear. These are your cousins. Go there and sign the deal and make it happen. That's what Christianity was supposed to say. That's what the Christian people in Congress were supposed to say. That's what the Christian evangelicals are supposed to say, but they're not saying it. Instead, they're perpetuating a racial construct, a racial ideology that is societal, man-made, but not God-made. Abraham is the father of the faith. Between Adam and Abraham is 1,656 years. Between Abraham and Christ is between Adam to Christ is 3,774 years. Look at that. Because between Abraham and Christ, there was King David. King David and his people are the father of Christ by genealogy. You see now how God did it? God set it up so that it is undeniable, that you can't question it, that you can't say it just appeared out of nowhere. What we did was we designed society and we thought we were clever, because the history books I read growing up are different from the history books now. The language in the history books that I read were written along racial lines. They described people derogatorily. They described my ancestors, who are descendants of Ham, some of whom are descendants of Ham, as people with no sense, people with who looked like animals. I kid you not. Was that fair? Do I look like an animal to you? And but they made the people from Western Europe look like they were ideal. So what happened to the people from Asia who are also descendants of Adam? Hallelujah. And now the concentration over here is this. I want you all to think about this. I'm going to leave you with some facts. So for reference, I want you to read Genesis chapter 16, Genesis chapter 5, Genesis chapter 11. Adam lived for 930 years. In fact, In those days, people lived very long. Adam lived 130 years before he had the first son, Seth. Okay? Adam lived for a very long time. Ishmael's mom, Hagar, was an Egyptian. You know what the word Ishmael means? It was a wild man. Every man's hand was against him. But he was who? He was Abraham's first son. Come on, people. Abraham was 100 years old when Isaac was born. That's Genesis chapter 21. Sarah was 90. There are 2,000 years between Adam and Abraham. 1,656 years, depending on which genealogy that you read. We are all the seed of Adam by natural birth. And we are the seed of Abraham by grace. Come on, people. Now, I want us to put this into context. That Abraham's children from Keturah are the Midianites. Those are also people from the east. You've read the Bible? You've heard of Job? Job is a descendant of the Midianites. He's a descendant of Adam. A descendant here. What am I saying? It's time for us, all of us, not just here in America, but all of us worldwide, it's time for us to put our arms down. I don't know what is coming. I don't know what event that is going to happen to this planet entirely. But I do know this one thing. It's time for us to put our war machinery down and start looking at people and start investing in communities that have been raped, that have been taken advantage of by the previous group of people who occupied the world. The previous people who occupied the world are responsible for why the world is the way it is, divided the way it is now, divided along racial lines, where people who look like one another are trying to say, my skin is lighter, your skin is darker, if your skin looks like this. None of that was in the beginning. In the beginning, God created Adam. And from Adam, all of us were born. From Adam came everybody else. From Adam to Abraham. And Abraham's first son was Ishmael. Then he had Isaac. But Isaac was the father of the Jews, the Jewish people, the people whom we refer to now as the Jews. Ishmael is the father of the people who we now refer to as the Muslims. Can you believe it? God created everybody from Adam. That's the message. That's the point. If you look at this, go to 1 Chronicles chapter 1. Read the entire genealogy. If you can't pronounce the names, just read the leading names. Read Genesis chapter 5, Genesis chapter 11, Genesis chapter 16, and Genesis chapter 21. I encourage you to pick up the Bible, read it for yourself. And there you will find that race was a social construct created by society, but had nothing to do with God. See? Amen? Amen. Let me pray in the last several seconds here. Father, in Jesus' name, we give you all the praise and all the glory. And may this message bring edification and enlightenment to our spirit. In Jesus' mighty name, everybody say amen.